Yeah, thank you very much for that, Kev. I've got the captain with us, Luke Hodge, and we're counting down to the game. We're just a day away. How are you feeling? How's the camp?
Camp's been great. We obviously got away to New York. Boys got a chance to go out and see different sports, which was great, but we also had a few tough training sessions, a lot of meetings about tactics and the way we're going to go about it. I think if you could sort of just saw the way the players prepared last year, we were out to win. We had serious coaches in Clarko, Scotty and Ross, and the same attitudes come across here now. We arrived here in Ireland on Tuesday morning, I think it was, and since then it's been all about preparing to play a serious game on Saturday. We've got to resurrect a series that probably 3 or 4 years ago was very disappointing. We got embarrassed in a few series, but I can tell you what, the guys are here and going to put our best foot forward as we did last year.
And what do you say to the fan? I mean, every time I do a cross back to Australia, they talk about junkets and all that sort of stuff. What do you say to those fans listening at the moment about that part of it?
Yeah, they see blokes out having a good time, which might be an hour watching a basketball game, or you don't train from 9 to 5. Otherwise, you burn yourself out. You look at the blokes of Paddy Dangerfield, Nick Rewop, Bob Murphy, Sam Mitchell. You're talking about the most ultimate professionals that you've seen, that you'll see go around. So, yeah, we got out and saw some sporting events, but the amount of training we've put in, blokes are tier training, doing extra running afterwards because they're preparing for their pre-season. Once we landed in Ireland, that's what it's been about. We've had a few team dinners, but we've had meeting after meeting about how we're going to play. We've had high-intensity skill sessions. Today was a probably lighter kick and catch because we're preparing for tomorrow. So if you look at the calibre of blokes that are on this trip, it's no junket. It's here to do a job. Yeah, we've been together for 2 weeks, so you're allowed to relax in your time off and go and do some stuff and do some sightseeing, but our mindset's here to play physical, good quality style of football.
Just interested, it's interesting just watching that your coach, Alistair Clarkson's the head coach, and then you've got Ross Lyon and Chris Scott. What have you had to do with those guys, and what have you learned, I suppose, from, you've had the same voice for a number of years now. It must be good to, hear some different philosophies on footy and on sport, I suppose.
Yeah, you're right. I think sitting back, and Ross is one of the guys, you sit back and he's very relaxed and he's very calm. I think match day he might change and turn a little bit different. And Scotty's the same. Scotty's mindset about football, you can tell he's always thinking about it, how to be better, how to make us better. Even though we're norm for 11 months of the year, we're the opposition. But to have all those, plus Clarko, you can sort of see him coming into this game. He's gone through it for the last 6 months, it looks like. He knows how we want to play. He knows how Ireland want to play. And I guess that's with the help of Tighe. So to have the calibre of coaches we've had, I know all the players have enjoyed it.
And do you know much about the Irish? Have you done much video tape? Have you had a look at them?
It's kind of hard considering we haven't seen it with much tape. Tiger's given us a little bit of a rundown. They've obviously picked a smaller, quicker side. They've obviously got a few key targets up forward, but they're a quick side. They're going to move the ball fast, similar to what we did last year. A little bit of handball, try and use that pace to get the ball out the back to try and get Fletch 1v1 and good luck to Fletch. But Tighe's been outstanding in his analysis of the opposition. So we understand that we've made a few different tactical changes from last year just to try and counteract their speed, which we'll see how we go, because once the ball gets out in front of this game, it's slippery, it slides on, and you don't want to have a foot race against the Ireland boys.
Just one last one, and that's on Fletch. I mean, what a great story it is. It was disappointing he couldn't get a send-off game for the Bombers, but I mean, I know it's only international rules and it's not a club game for him, but you'd love to just send him out a winner at his last competitive game of football.
Yeah, exactly right. I think everyone was keen to see him get a send-off game, but I think he got his 400th with everyone, which everyone watched, I think, and were keen for him to do. But I couldn't think of a better thing than to have a send-off game playing for your country. You see a bloke on the trip, you know why he got the 400 game. He's pretty cruisy, he's very relaxed. He's probably the quietest person on the trip, but everyone loves him. So to have his final game playing for Australia, hopefully we can cheer the big fella off with a victory.
Beautiful. Thanks for your time. Good luck.
Cheers. Thanks, mate.